Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. You know, nothing says Indiana like one of the summertime county fairs held across the state this time of year. You think of the rides, the food, the people watching. But what about the people who make it all work? You wouldn't say behind-the-scenes people necessarily. Sometimes, like Ski Baranowski from Tipton, they are right out in front. This is the sound of Ski and his three children in their food trailer at the Delaware County Fair recently, making lemon shakeups, pork tenderloins, something called funnel cake fries. You'll meet the kids in a little bit, but first, meet Eugene Chester Baranowski III, or just Ski.
We just got started in April. We finalized the purchase at the end of the month. And the way I kind of got into it was I've got a couple of friends who have run concession trailers. Obviously, Tipton has the Pork Festival, very popular event that goes on. They've done those events, traveled around the state, done other events that they used working their concession trailers as ways, as supplemental income to help pay for their kids when they got to college age, send them through college. That's kind of what gave me the incentive to try to do the same thing, as my kids are now getting into high school. It's a good time to be saving up for college. This is a good way to make some of that income. And it's something that they can be out working with me. You do something as a family, it's a little more valued. I can teach them some skills, things that can translate into something they might use in whatever they would do later on down the road. The first time we set up was in Tipton. It was just for 6 hours, a Saturday little antique market that someone in town that owns a shop was trying to put together a little event. We set up, put out there on Facebook that we were going to be set up. A lot of people responded, came just to see it for who we were, and obviously were attracted to the items that we were selling, and nothing but positive comments from everyone then. And we did enough business that I was impressed with that, and was impressed with how the kids did. Everybody complimented the kids on how they greeted everyone, how they managed themselves when they were inside preparing the food, preparing the drinks.
What kinds of things do you sell?
Right now we sell a breaded tenderloin, fresh natural cut fry, lemon shake up is our biggest item. And then we do a funnel cake fry, which is basically a funnel cake, but it's cut into a fry shape.
What have you learned in the process of doing this? In any kind of business, you find out things you hadn't thought of before.
I learned how much effort I'm going to have to put into planning, paperwork, that sort of thing. Just things like making contacts with the fair and festival directors, and that you have to have your food license, your permit, your serve safe certification, all the different things that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think of that you have to do ahead of time before it ever even comes time to setting up and preparing, not to mention all the prep you got to do with inventory and all those sorts of things.
This is your first season.
This is our first season.
How many places have you been to?
This is our fifth setup. We've set up a couple times in Tipton. I've set up over near Marion for an Abate motorcycle hog roast. We set up at the Pulaski County Fair, and we've set up at the Bartholomew County Fair. So Delaware is our fifth event.
Have you had a good time? What are the customers like?
Customers have all been really nice to deal with. It's neat to see different people, all kinds of different demographics of people. Some won't want to visit with you, some don't want to visit with you. It's interesting to see.
What did the children get out of this, and how have they responded?
They've actually done a very good job. I was surprised because they really don't have any kind of work experience that would be related to food. They're all, you know, fairly young still. But the first time we set up, they all kind of settled into their own specific role. And really, I didn't have to prompt them very much for how they're going to fulfill their roles. So they've all responded really well. They're learning simple things about how to deal with customers, making sure that you say please and thank you, and making sure that you greet someone, making sure that you make some kind of post comment when they're done, you know, thank you, have a nice day, you know, that sort of thing. And they've responded really well. They're learning a lot just with communication and that sort of thing.
at any county fair, there are going to be lemon shake-up places, there are going to be pork tenderloin places. Have you tried to put your own spin on any of this? Have you?
We have a couple of things that we're starting to develop. Obviously, since we purchased an existing business, we were already locked in contract-wise with those items. We have a few items that we're developing that we're going to want to add, just so it gives us a little bit of a differentiation. I don't know that I should probably say those yet, just in case somebody.
Well, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets.
But yeah, we have a couple things that we're wanting to probably the next show that we do is the Tipton Threshing Show, and it's a antique tractors and farm implements and that kind of thing, and that'll be more local people. So I'll probably try a couple things out there and see how the local people support that and
kind of like research and development.
Pretty much is. Yesterday we had some slow hours. And so I had bought some supplies, and in those slow hours, we actually prepared the two things that we're wanting to put out there and checked to see how we liked it. Checked consistency, you know, texture, all those kinds of things, flavor, make sure it was what we wanted it to be. So when you get a little bit of downtime, you try it and see what happens.
You think you'll keep doing this?
Yeah, we'll continue on for a while. It's not the start that maybe I would want, but weather has really contributed to things being slow. I'm new to it, so there's a lot to learn. Little things that only people who've done it before can teach you, or you have to learn it along the way. And there's really no reason to not. The gentleman that I mentioned from Pulaski County talked to me, he said that in his mind, you give an event 3 years before you decide that you're not going to continue on with that event anymore. If it's not making you money after 3 years, then maybe you look for a different event at that date. Well, if I'm gonna be giving everything 3 years, then I might as well at least give the whole trailer 3 years to see how we do with that. And we're doing okay right now.
Would you recommend this experience of running a business with your family? Would you recommend that to others? And what would you tell them to think about if they did?
It'd probably depend on how they're wired and what their mindset is. You know, obviously, different people are gonna respond in different ways, have different skill sets. Some people aren't necessarily going to be as efficient at certain things. It's a fun job. It's going to be hot. You're doing it during summer months. If you don't want to be outside where it's humid and hot, then maybe that's not for you. There's a lot of people who do this. You can look around all the different events we go to. There's a lot of vendors. So there's money to be made doing it, and there's a lot of people who are doing it. And you do see a lot of families doing it. The two stands across from us are a family. It's two different stands that they've set up. So it's one generation and on into the second generation.
You're probably too busy to talk much with the other vendors, but have you had any chance to compare notes with people or learn from them?
Pulaski County, I set up, and my location wasn't necessarily the best location, and one of the gentlemen there talked with me a lot about it, and actually got to know him pretty well. And, you know, he spent some time during downtimes talking with me about, you know, well, maybe you ought to do this to differentiate yourself, do something different, and gave me some suggestions and all that. Talked with him about different suppliers that we used and that sort of thing. So at some of the events, yeah, there's time to visit. Sometimes there's not. Just depends on the activities that are planned and how busy it is. And those days there was a little bit of rain that tended to slow things down, so we had time to visit.
Ski Baranowski of Tipton, a former school photographer who bought a lemon shake-up trailer and started going around to county fairs this year with his three teenage children helping. You'll hear from the kids in a little bit, but just ahead, what it's like for the people who actually run these fairs.
Walk these streets in a carnival of sights to see.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Rob Weaver, I've been on the Jay County Fair Board for the Jay County Fair Association since 1978. Took 1 year off in there somewhere along the line, and I've been president of the board for like the last 4 years. So about 35 years ago, we started having a relatively well-known entertainer in the country music. We happened to choose country music because we felt like that was appealing to a majority of people in the country music scene come to the fair to present a concert. People like Kenny Rogers we've had here, and this year we're having Trace Adkins here at the fair. We had Hunter Hayes, who was quite a craze a couple of years ago. He seems to have settled down a little bit now, but sold out the place when he was here. And just many, many, like I say, 35 years worth of that. And that has been able to attract a lot of visitors from certainly the adjacent counties and in some cases beyond that, whereas they would have probably stayed home and not have come to the fair. So that's been an important part of the formula here, as well as the Midway. And that's becoming quite a struggle. There are, I think, only 11 Midways that really serve Indiana fairs today. And the Indiana State Fair seems to be getting closer and closer to August the 1st, which is pushing all the county fairs back on top of each other. And it makes it very difficult to obtain and to maintain a quality Midway for your fair. So I don't know. I may not see the day, but I wouldn't be surprised a few decades down the road there may not be any Midways at the county fairs anymore, just because it's a difficult business to survive in.
You know, something I've noticed at a couple of county fairs, the people working the Midway rides look different, more clean cut than I remember from the past.
Well, I think in a lot of cases they have to go that route. The Midways feel that's a very important part of their success, because I think the families in the community feel a lot better about their children riding the rides when they see a good clean-cut guy or gal who is manning that ride and helping the youngsters. And so it just adds a lot of confidence to the families that this is a safe place to bring my children, and again, my kids are under good care.
Can you think of ways in the time that you've been doing this how the fair has changed, and maybe the offerings that you have or the availability of attractions?
There are several things. You know, things go into cycles, and this fair was in the pits for a while back in the 60s. Made a comeback starting in the 70s, and we've kind of continued that up until today, actually, here in 2015. But there was a time when they would, for example, mow the grass just one time here at the fairgrounds, getting ready for the fair, and that's all that would be done. And obviously, as you look around today, we are very proud of the way our grounds are manicured, and we take care of them like someone's residence. So it's that has changed here, and that was just a part of the transformation from the old fair into what it is today. We've had major facility improvements here, a new building sitting right across from where we're talking, the Marion and Irene Bupp Exhibition Hall. That's a beautiful new 60 by 120 foot building with nice clean restrooms. We just constructed it this year. It was basically a bequest to the fair. Someone, the Bupp family, just loved the fair, and they donated the entire funds for the construction of that facility. So that's a nice addition. We've improved the grandstand. We've renovated the floral hall, which is across here, a huge round barn that was built in 1883. And so we've had a lot of improvements, certainly lots of things that still need to be done, but the improvements over the year have been really quite amazing. And one of our nice pieces of the formula here is the Portland Foundation. We have a wonderful community foundation, and they have been able to support us with significant funds over the years, thousands and thousands of dollars to help us make these improvements.
County fairs are still a big part of the life in many communities. How's that reflected here in Jay County?
Oh, it's a very significant event. We have a lot of pride in our fair. The community has a lot of pride in the fair. There's many, many organizations, service clubs that participate in the fair with food booths or whatever, in some way helping things happen at the fair. So it really is a community event, not just one organization putting this thing on.
I'm thinking that this is on the calendar for the Lions, for everybody. They must be preparing all year for this.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, most of those organizations put the funds that they raise, their profits, right back into the community. So if the fair is successful, then a lot of things are going to benefit in the community because of it. And likewise, they feel the partnership. Those organizations feel the partnership with the Jay County Fair Association. Many times they've come to the forefront and helped the Fair Association with funds to make improvements here at the fairgrounds so that it'll be a nicer fairgrounds, more attractive, more people will come to the fair, thus more profits, and on and on. And the big wheel
keep on turning.
Rob Weaver, on the Jay County Fair Board since 1978, and currently the board president, talking about the county fair and how it's changed. They face some of the same challenges in Portland as in so many other counties. He talked frankly about those, including the possibility someday that maybe we'll see the end of midway rides at many county fairs.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
You see them at every county fair, it seems. The food stands, the fried tenderloin places, the little stands selling lemon shake-ups. You've seen them, but you may not have heard them, at least like this. Meet the family Baranowski. The dad, this spring, set out to fulfill a dream, buying a food stand, enlisting his three middle school and high school children to help. There's Yedrick, Helena, and Ziggy. Yedrick, a perpetual smile on his face, is the oldest at 15.
It's pretty nice. Get to work with everyone together. I mean, eventually you get a little too much working with the family, but overall it's pretty nice. I mean, you get to enjoy the summer, that sort of thing.
Talk about what your job is and the kinds of tasks that you do when you're here.
Yeah, I work on the fryers, and so I'm sort of the go-around guy. So I'll work on the fryers with the timers and everything. Get done doing that. Someone else needs help, I'll move over and do that. Since Helena and Ziggy are a little too young to be working with those, so I'll help them out, that sort of thing.
So you're the oldest of the crew. Does that sort of make you the foreman? Are you the boss? Or
no. No, Dad's the boss, but I definitely help out the most out of us three.
Have you had any other jobs before?
Not really. Usually over the summer, I'll help my grandpa, help Dad, that sort of thing. So.
Talk about what this is like, you know, when your friends go, wow, you know, I mean, are they impressed that you're doing this?
Yeah, they think it's pretty cool. A lot of us like when we go to fairs, eat at a concession trailer, that sort of thing. So the first time I had a shakeup was when we got the concession trailer. So I thought they were pretty good. So getting to have new experiences and that sort of thing, it's pretty cool.
What's it like being at all these county fairs?
You get to go around, see new people. Every once in a while, you have someone walks up to the window, talk to them for a little while. You know, get a little bit, know a little bit of their story, that sort of thing, so.
Tell me a story about what this is like, the time that you met somebody who was interesting in some way, or?
Well, one time we went to, I believe it was Bartholomew. We went and went to a fish stand. So you toss the little ball in the fish bowl and you want a fish. And so we started talking with him a little bit because Helena, Ziggy and I were on a break. And so he was telling us that he was wanting to go to college in Florida to work with things like electronics, setting up speakers, and that sort of thing. So he helped out with Ferris wheels and stuff. And so started talking with him, and he's saying that he and his fiance, she worked at the stand next to him, that they're gonna buy an RV, move down to Florida. And so that's kind of cool getting to know him, because we became pretty good friends.
What have you learned in all of this?
Mainly organization. You need to keep track of your time, that sort of thing, because put a tenderloin in, okay. X amount of minutes so I can do a shake-up, organize this for the fries, yada yada, that sort of thing. So,
could you ever see running your own business?
Maybe. A little more experience though.
Talk about the good and the bad.
Good and the bad, oh gosh. Well, get to make some money, get to work with my family. That's also the bad, get a little too much of working with them. So, pros and cons of it.
My name is Helena L. Baranowski, and I'm going into 7th grade at Tipton Middle School. I'm 12.
Can you tell us what it's like to work in this kind of business, work with your parents?
It's not hard. It's just doing like a normal job. I mean, it's no different than like, say, working outside in the yard, like mowing the lawn. It's just, I mean, it's easy. It's fun. You get to earn some money, save up for some stuff you want. It's just nice.
What's your job been?
I usually take the money, sometimes prep the sandwiches or make shakeups.
What do you do here in the truck and everything when you're getting stuff set up?
Just restocking stuff, doing inventory check, refilling the ketchup, the cups. We get here, then we park the truck, level it. We have to put the flags up, all the marquee boards. Make sure all the, like, wipe everything down, put the grease in the fryers, restock the lemons, cut up lettuce, tomatoes, stick that in the fridge, put the cheese in the crock pot, warm it up.
What's the best part of this job?
The best part of this job is probably learning new skills, communicating with people better, and I mean earning some money too. That's good.
Is it the kind of job you would recommend to your friends?
Probably. I'd probably recommend it to my friends just so they can learn the same skills that I have and earn some money off of it. And it just keeps you busy in the summer too, so you're not sitting on the couch doing nothing.
And can you talk about how you were raised and how this job fits into that?
Well, I was always raised to help around the house and just to help out and not leave one another in the dust if they fall down, and just to help each other. So, I mean, we help each other when we're setting stuff up and just working together as a team.
Does this job, do you think, help you grow as a person in terms of you having to deal with the public and that sort of thing?
Yeah, probably. Just because, I mean, say someone rude comes up to you at the window. Maybe they didn't have they had a bad day. So, I mean, you still want to be nice to them just to make them feel better. So, I mean, if you meet somebody on the street who's kind of being rude to you, I mean, you learn to still be nice to them, even if they're being rude. I mean, I've learned how to communicate better with people, and I mean, how to cook too, that helps too. And just how to count money faster, and to tell them like, oh, you have $14 as your change, and just.
You had been, before you started doing this, you had been to county fairs before, mm-hmm. right? What have you learned about county fairs or these kind of events that you didn't know before?
Well, I mean, I didn't think it took a whole lot of effort setting stuff up, but it takes a lot of effort. It's kind of tiring sometimes, just getting home at like 1 o'clock. You realize how much those other people have spent working and stuff.
County fair, county fair, everybody in town.
Helena Baranowski, age 12, and her brother, Yedrick, they work at the family's lemon shake-up, pork tenderloin, and funnel cake stand at county fairs around Indiana with their dad and younger brother, Ziggy. Like the kids and family businesses everywhere, they say the experience can bring them a little too close together sometimes. But all total, they say it's been a great summer learning the county fair lemon shake-up business. And that, health food lovers, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.